Where's the hand sanitizer?
You don't have hands.
Okay, the flipper sanitizer.
What the f*** happened?
I peed on him.
I thought we already established that your flippers don't reach your junk, which is why you're always an angry, roiling mass of blubber and that shit inside of Hostess Ding Dongs. How the f*** did you manage to piss on your flippers?
Well, picture shotgunning 6 2-liter bottles of Mr. Pibb.
Okay.
And picture my penis as a water wiggle.
From Wemo.
You will not stand next to me at a public urinal. And just wash your flippers with soap. It's okay, you're not at a comic convention. You're allowed to bathe now.
But what about germs?
Oh, for the love of Christ. Don't tell me you're on the germaphobe bandwagon, too. Soap will kill germs just fine.
But I don't want to get sick.
Hugh, no one wants to get sick, just like no one wants to date you.
Aw.
Well, without money.
There's still hope.
But you don't need to run for the hand sanitizer every time you take a piss. God damn, that pisses me off.
Why? I'm just being health conscious.
Because you and everyone else is going apeshit with this. It's a huge pain in the ass. It's like those people in the men's room that wash their hands and make sure they scrub like 20 to 30 times, then stand there at the door like a ninny trying to figure out how to open the door without using their hands.
Why?
Because their penis can't hold open a door.
From Wemo.
You and your Swiss Army penis. But yeah, these assholes stand there, trying to work the doorknob with as little skin contact as possible, or hold the knob with a paper towel, and then try to toss the paper towel in the garbage can, then miss, then start the whole routine again like they're part of the Three Stooges. Then when this Nimrod sees me standing behind him, he decides he has to save me from the germs too, so he holds the door open like I'm his prom date and I'm gonna jiggle his nutsack later.
But what can you do?
Well, I found that one light open-fingered slap to the crotch will make him let go of that door like he was caught pinching Grandma's tit. And for a bonus, his crumpled up whimpering ass will prop the door open so I don't have to worry about catching any of those nasty germs.
This irritates you that much?
Like smuggling buffalo wings between my ass cheeks. It's bullshit. The worst thing that people can catch in a bathroom is a cold, the flu, or maybe the crabs. None of which is bothered by hand sanitizer. It's like all these people that now have to wipe their asses with wet naps versus toilet paper because they think it makes their asshole clean in springtime fresh. Like good housekeeping's gonna pin a ribbon on it later.
I got banned from a KFC for using a wet nap.
Why?
I was at the register ordering a to-go bucket at the time.
That would do it.
I poop in those.
You know, I'm all for people being healthy and in better shape, but could we tone this down a little, please?
But I peed on my flippers.
The same flippers I watched you use to roll Skittles into your navel and then fish them out?
I'm playing skee-ball tonight. I want to win a big wheel.
What is it with you and big wheels?
I need it for my drive-bys.
What are you, capping a scout troop?
They've been stingy with the Samoas.
You are one disturbed man.
A tea.
Whatever.
No.
This is Point T-Weasel at point.furryhost.com and moobio.com. Saying to all you germ-conscious asswipes out there, how about before you start sweating catching the flesh-eating virus off the toilet seat, could we at least start with the basics? Here's a thought. How about flushing a goddamn crapper once in a while? It smells like Mayor McCheese's asshole threw up in here.
I'm sorry, that was me. Too many Samoas.
No wonder you're endangered.
They were out of Thin Mints.